During the early 1970s, a stone-built two-bedroom cottage in mid-Wales was home to Richard Kemp and his lover Christine Bott. They grew vegetables and reared goats, and people assumed they were hippie dropouts. They were in fact running a very successful small business, producing 95% of the LSD taken in Britain at the time and 50% in the world, earning them £20 million a year. Set in 2 acres and with no neighbours close by, their Welsh cottage was the perfect base. Demand in the UK for LSD had outstripped supply, until Kemp, who dropped out of a doctorate in chemistry, devised a technique to produce high yields of pure LSD. In 1971, police began to notice a marked upswing in the number of LSD tablets seized at music festivals. Kemp and Bott bought their cottage in 74, and the same year police put it under surveillance in an investigation codenamed Operation Julie, immortalised in The Clash's 1978 song Julie's in the Drug Squad. It was raided in March 1977 in what was Britain's biggest LSD bust. The drug was found under the floorboards and in the garden. Kemp got 13 years and Bott 9. The current owners of the cottage use it for the less controversial pursuit of breeding Irish wolfhounds.